Hello, this is Alexander Charles Adams, and I'm the producer and creator of Smash Cut. Today, we're bringing you a piece that we released in our inaugural season called The Soundblot Test. All of us on the team look back on this piece as a defining moment in discovering our process as an audio drama podcast that creates experiments instead of telling one narrative. Also, we recorded this piece during Mardi Gras last year in New Orleans and see this re-release as our farewell to Louisiana. Yes, our team here is growing up and we are graduating, going on to grad programs in law and performance and design and starting our professional careers. Once again, the team will be on multiple continents and working together to bring you fun and challenging work. Now we give you the Soundblot Test.
It's a crab. It looks like a crab. The crab is dancing. He is dancing to luau music. But he also likes some macarena.
It looks like birds that are just all floating around the same thing. And I'm not exactly sure what that thing is. Maybe like a pot of like nectar or something?
That is a horde of bees swarming the world. Domination.
So fucking depressing.
Some sort of demon clown. Yeah, it's a demon clown. And it's juggling.
This is a man. An abstract man, but a man nonetheless. And, I don't know, he looks like he's leaning over something. Or, like, standing over something. And I'm not quite sure what that something is. It looks like it could be a pot with a flower coming out of it. Either he's, like, shitting in the flower pot, or he is doing a ritual to try to get something from the flower pot. I'm not sure what he's trying to get from the flower pot.
It is glaring at me.
I think it's two old ladies who used to be ballerinas trying to relive their youth. The two old ladies that were once ballerinas, they're dancing together.
This is a woman laying in bed. She's not laying in bed, actually. She is laying on a table, and she is strapped down, but not in a pleasurable way. It looks like she is being tortured. I don't think there's a justifiable reason for her being tortured. I think some guys just, or not guys, some people, just decided that this would be their next victim of their heinous activities. Considering the setup, I believe that these people have tortured dozens. This looks like they know what they're doing.
That is like a banquet table, and there's two hands on the side, and they're both reaching for the same chalice. I don't think they're purposefully challenging each other right now. I think it was more of an accidental thing where they both reached for it, and then they're realizing right now that they're both reaching for it, and they probably both feel a little bit guilty.
I think what is surrounding them is music.
Probably not.
I don't know. I can just see the music. That kind of thing.
There's two people standing over Valley, trying to kiss each other, but realizing that they can't because they're just too far away. They've known each other all their life, and they have, since childhood, anyway. And they have both had feelings for each other since then, but they have never made it clear to one another, and this is the point where they decided to do that, but they've realized that it's too late, because there's no getting across this valley.
Those are two old crones that can't stand up straight. They're arguing with each other. I think their lives have been very, very similar, but they're really concerned with one-upping each other right now, and they're never going to get there because they pretty much led the exact same lives.
That was The Soundblot Test, produced by Alexander Charles Adams, featuring the voices of Trey Tyser, Leanne Hernandez, and Tessa LaFleur. The piece was originally released on February 22, 2016, in our first season. This piece was created by asking three actors to describe inkblots chosen by our assistant producer, Mallory O'Segan, to give them a kind of aural representation. Then, I went to New Orleans during Mardi Gras and collected about 3 hours of sound in the French Quarter, and pulled highlights from those 3 hours and asked a friend of mine to match sounds to the various inkblots. And then, by layering the actors' responses and their sonic companions, we created a kind of aural inkblot that we called a soundblot. And as you can tell from listening to the piece, the highlights chosen by a friend of mine and how the actors described the inkblots are eerily similar and fit, well, pretty together. This piece's odd process really stoked our fire as we began making sound art together and look to it whenever we feel we're out of new ideas, and hopefully it can do the same for you. If you enjoyed today's piece, take a moment to leave us a review on iTunes. I can't say how much this helps us as a growing podcast to reach new listeners. Also, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, and Twitter with the handle @SmashCutCast. Finally, we have a Patreon running at patreon.com/smashcutcast. And whether you can give $1, $2, or $5, every little bit helps to keep us going and making work for you. On that note, thank you so much for listening.
Two guys and a rogue.
I'm one guy.
I'm the other.
And this is the network.